On today's show, Chinese brands are starting to pass foreign brands in China, Lamborghini wants to jump into the SUV segment, and Mercedes dives deeper into connectivity. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for May 26th of 2015. Have Chinese automakers finally started to turn the corner in their home market? Up to now, foreign automakers have dominated the Chinese market. But the latest sales figures show that Chinese brands are rising to the top. The best-selling car in China last month was the Wuling Hongguang. Wuling is actually part of General Motors, but is a local brand. Hyundai's Elantra brand was second best, with another Chinese SUV, Great Wall's Haval H6, hot on its heels. Then comes the Ford Focus and Volkswagen Santana. Foreign brands still have six of the top 10 selling vehicles in China, but Chinese brands are starting to give them a run for their money. Daimler and technology company Qualcomm just announced they are partnering on connected car technology. The two companies will initially focus on adding 3G and 4G connectivity, in-vehicle wireless charging, and the implementation of Qualcomm's wireless EV charging technology. That means EV customers won't have to plug in their car to charge it. They just have to park over a wireless charging mat. That's all the info the two companies are sharing at the moment, but it's another example of how connectivity is getting into the auto industry to partner up with the tech industry. We've seen Porsche and Bentley introduce SUVs to their lineup recently, and now Lamborghini is joining the list. Bloomberg reports that the luxury maker has agreed to build a new SUV in Italy. Lamborghini said it believes it can sell 3,000 crossovers a year, which would more than double its current volume. Last year, the company set an all-time high with over 2,500 vehicles in sales. Lambo says an SUV will sell better in markets like China, where rough roads limit the sales of its exotic sports cars. We'll be back with more news right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Have you started to grow tired of those "That's not a Buick" commercials? Well, if you raise your hand, get in line behind us. We started out really liking those ads, and so did the public. It helped the brand shake off its old stuffy image, and Buick sales shot up as soon as those commercials hit the airwaves. But recently the switch flipped. Now we kind of have that "okay, we get it already" mentality each time one comes across the screen. And Buick may have reached all the people it was going to with these ads. Sales are down this year compared to last year, and things didn't get any better in April. But GM must be hoping that this is just a fluke, as it announced it's extending the advertising campaign. We hope they have something ready to go, just in case this doesn't work out. When it comes to engineering cars, it's all about finding the right specifications, right? Well, that's not how Mazda did it when developing the new MX-5 Miata. Mazda says it tuned the suspension and powertrain to a feeling, not a set of specifications. For example, they did not shoot for specific cornering Gs or slalom times. Instead, the engineers tweaked the suspension until, I quote here, "it felt right." Dave Coleman, vehicle development engineer for Mazda's North American operations, says they did not even measure 0 to 60 times. They just wanted a car that felt responsive. And as you can imagine, this is a very different way of developing a car. And while we're still under an editorial embargo for reporting driving impressions of the new Miata, I think we can get away with reporting that they achieved a great balance in the car. Well, we let our poll for the next big name in interior materials run over the weekend, and we have a clear winner at the top, EcoWeave. It was actually one of the first two or three suggestions that we got and was submitted by Autoline viewer Buzzard. So congrats go out to you, and if you don't already have experience in the marketing world, maybe you should think about it, because at least in the Autoline universe, you're a marketing genius. And we'd like to extend a special thank you to everyone that participated. You think that customizing cars is easy? Coming up next, we'll talk about how hard it can be.
True love will find you in the end.
Hi, Dad.
When you're committed to the job,
but don't give up and
your tires can't be weak in the knees.
True love will find you.
Let him go.
Durable, dependable, Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
It was a fast and loud auto line after hours last week. That's because our guest was Richard Rawlings, the star of Discovery's reality show. In the following clip, Richard talks about the hectic schedule he and his crew goes through to restore classic cars.
And we've got a great group here. I mean, when you watch the show and you see a show that is one episode and you see the car start to finish, that is actually a two-week time span. And then if you see one that is in two episodes, that's a four-week build. So like the Ferrari was a four-week build, about 22 days flat. And we're taking these cars all the way down. That's paint, that's everything. And that was one of the things that was the hardest to get the show sold, was the networks didn't believe that you could build a car that fast. They were like, it just can't happen. We've looked at it and everybody says it takes a year to build a custom car, et cetera, and so forth. And I'm like, not with the right equipment and team. At the end of the day, it's a motor, transmission, rear end, wheels, tires, and paint, and interior. Let's go.
And the hours. I mean, you talk about that in the book, man. It's like you guys never sleep.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. It's a little bit better now. The first couple of years was pretty tough because we were trying to get our rhythm and figure it out. It's slightly better now, but We don't do like 3 months worth of filming and take a few months off. We film straight through the year. Everybody comes to work just like a regular job. And then we take a week vacation in the summer and maybe a week during the holidays. And that's it. You know, it's a regular, Monday through Friday job. And a lot of times Saturday and Sunday also.
Richard is a true entrepreneur and he's got a great story to tell. So make sure you check out that show on our website or on our YouTube channel. And don't forget that we're giving away 3 autographed copies of his new book, Fast and Loud, Blood, Sweat, and Beers. So check out our website, autoline.tv, to see how you can win a copy. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.